Talking about some of the recent ups and downs in the market now with our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, a couple of reports released last week late and a lot different than what you were expecting.
Yes, it was a lot different. You know, with concentrating on the plantings report, corn came in at 95.9 million acres. We'd expected 94.7. About 1.5 million above expectations. Wheat came in below expectations at 55.9 million acres, expected about 57.4. And soybeans came in at 73.9 million acres, which was below the trade estimate of 75.4. You look at those numbers, you think, well, corn's gonna be down strong, wheat's probably gonna be about steady, maybe a couple cents higher, and beans pick up 15 to 20 cents. What we saw was corn up the limit 40 cents on Friday, up another 12 on Monday to a total 52 cents. Wheat was up 43 cents on Friday and beans were up 48 cents. The price increases were well above expectations.
And Kim, what caused those prices to go up?
Well, we've been concentrating, as I said, on planting intentions and the quarterly stocks reports, which some analysts said were the most important, and they were right. If you look at the USDA numbers on the stocks, they were all below trade expectations. You look at corn, 6.01 billion. The trade was expecting 6.15. You look at wheat, 1.2 billion bushels. Trade was expecting 1.22 billion. You look at soybeans, 1.37 billion bushels. Trade was expecting 1.39. All USDA's estimates below trade expectations. That's what the market centered in on, and that's why we got those high price increases.
And now looking ahead to next week, you're keeping an eye on upcoming supply and demand estimates?
They're to be released next Tuesday. You look at the pre-release estimates for that. You can compare them to the March USDA estimates, like for corn. Ending stocks for corn, 801 million bushels. The trade is expecting the USDA to lower that to about 721 million. The wheat March was 825 million bushels. Trade's expecting 792. Soybeans, the March 275, and the trade is expecting 246. So they're looking at, as we saw in the quarterly reports, lower stocks, lower ending stocks for all three commodities.
Okay, and as we wind down today, some of the European factors still influencing the market?
Yes, but they've improved some, as you would expect. They were talking about rain in Spain, rain in the dry European areas, and so, and we saw with that rain, wheat prices drop off. We gained about 40-something cents late last week and early this week. We've lost about 20 cents of that, based on those improved reports from the European areas.
And as we start off April, advice for Oklahoma producers?
Well, I think that as we got these relatively high prices, these crops looking pretty good, I think producers are to take 10, 15, maybe 20% of their expected production or their insured production and forward contract our price it some way, maybe buy a put under it.
Okay, good advice. Thanks a lot, Kim. We'll see you next week.